The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is March 28th, 2022. I'm a little bit better today than I was yesterday. I had these weird dreams in an internment camp. Strange, strange dreams. We can't control our dreams. We cannot. Doing much better today, though. The bitch slap heard around the world or seen around the world on the Oscar Mayer Wieners Awards show last night. I was wondering why my attendance was down. My listenership was down last night. Very few calls last night. I think everybody was amused by Chris Rock getting smacked by Will Smith. Was that staged? Was that real? I watched it and I thought, yeah, what's, it was a joke comparing Will Smith's wife to G.I. Jane in the movie, the military movie there with Bruce Willis's ex there. And I didn't see anything bad about it. I didn't feel like I would get enraged if it was my wife. Even saw Will Smith laugh about it. He laughed. It was funny. It was funny. When did it not become funny? Went up there and smacked him in the face. By the way, what is that with men and smacking? Men don't smack. They punch. Girls smack. Fancy boys smack. Men punch. I don't know if that was staged or not, but I didn't find any offense to that, and especially since he laughed about it. He handled it all wrong, and he could have done much better. He could have come out looking pretty good, like a nice guy, saying, you know, it's just not funny. I don't appreciate that, Chris. I'm sure it would have stopped right then and there. But comedians do what they do. They go on stage, and they rip on things, and they have fun. And for the most part, most people, you know, watch a comedian on TV, and they laugh. Most people laugh. Most people are very much entertained by stand-up comedians. I've gone to many stand-up comedy shows. I love them. They're fun. And they pick out our vulnerabilities. They pick out our little quirkiness. It's fun. It's life. That's the way it is. But for some reason now, people have gone woke, especially Hollywood. And I think, actually, remind me if I'm wrong, but I believe that Will Smith actually cheated on this woman. His wife, who has shaved her head because of alopecia, this female baldness. It didn't look bad on her. I mean, it was a G.I. Joan, the movie, you know, the sequel to. I laughed. It was funny. A big deal. I wouldn't have been offended. I really wouldn't have. And if I was offended, I surely would have handled it much better than that. Not throwing out a bunch of obscenities on TV. You think you get a fine for that? They should, actually, you know, if you think about it. If I'm held to a standard by the FCC of what language I can use or not use on air, when they're doing a live broadcast on the Oscar Mayers there, I call it the Oscar Mayer Wiener Awards because it really is pointless. It's a joke for the woke. It's the woke awards show. If they can use language, off language, De Niro does it. A lot of people do. They think it's cool. It's hip to drop a bunch of big bombs on you. They don't get any sanctions. Nothing happens to them. No fines. Nothing happens to them. Especially if they're color. The Jewish should probably get a pass also. I don't think I get a pass. I'm sure they come down very hard on me. But I, for the fun of it, I think it's on the website now. For your humor and your enjoyment for starting off our Monday, to make sure we start off right with some humor, I believe it's on the website. Sam, tell me if it is. But I asked to be posted a couple nice clips for you about how to properly smack. If you're going to smack and not punch, then you should know what you're doing. It's all in the wrist. And there's some great video on there from some of the kings, the masters of smack. And one of them, of course, was a guy named Trinity. Did these movies, you know, he had the glowing, gleaming blue eyes, this guy. It was amazing. It was funny. Smack, smack. Pull a gun, smack, smack. And, of course, the masters of smack, the Three Stooges. Nobody better than the Three Stooges and smack and poke. And there's one of them, I think it's on there, called 100 Smacks. It may be over 100 smacks. If you have time to seriously sit down and count the number of smacks, go for it. Let me know what you found. It's at least 100. And I thought it was funny because we should start the show off and the week off with something humorous and funny, because I am so sick and tired and bogged down with Russia, Ukraine, Zelensky, Fauci, all these people, Walensky, you name it. There's so many people out there that just you get enough of them. You know, I'm saturated. I'm tired of these people. And then the propaganda continues on with the mainstream media. Of course, these people are beating the war drums, no doubt about it. You know, they seem like a war is not a big deal. We could be in war with Russia. Do you actually sit down and think about what you've just said here? We could go to war with Russia. What do you think? It's going to be conventional? These morons don't have any idea what they're talking about. If they talk so lightly about war, oh, we could go to war with Russia. Hey, take it a little bit more serious than that. A war with Russia would be very devastating. It might even end the planet, possibly. So think about it before it comes out of your mouth to be so nonchalantly, oh, we could go to war with Russia. It's a hell of a lot more serious than that. Take it serious. It's hard to take these people serious. I mean, look at them. Look at them. Hairdos, you know, the white teeth. I think they actually go to modeling schools and find their best candidates to find these people to put them on TV. And then they do a reading and say, can you read the teleprompter? Oh, good. You're hired. CNN, Fox, MSNBC. We can use you, especially the eye candy ladies. You know, because a beautiful woman would never lie to you. Am I right? A beautiful woman go on TV, look you straight in the face, and lie to you, and you'd never know. Which is why Jen Psaki is sucking at what she does, because she is the biggest liar on the planet. It's amazing. I mean, I cringe when I see this woman. Do y'all cringe when you see her? I cringe when I see this woman. She's ugly. She reminds me of Peppermint Patty with blonde with red hair. She's a very ugly woman. And her personality is probably just as ugly as she looks on the outside. I'm getting my news, if I were to watch that. I watch clips once in a while. I have to. I don't want to. I force myself to do so. But to listen to this woman lie to you, bold-faced lie to you, look you in the eyes, and tell you, inflation is good. Inflation is good. Our inflation is caused by Putin. He caused all this. Oh, yeah, he did. He did, yeah. Inflation wasn't coming on months and months and months ago. It's all Putin's fault. You know, I know there's got to be some buyer's remorse out there for anybody who voted for Biden. If they have any brain cells left in their head, they must be saying, you know what? God, I hate to admit this, but I really screwed up. I voted for this guy. And if you had the damn bumper sticker on your car, peel the damn thing off. Hell, take one of those hot guns to it and melt it off if you can't peel it off. I'm only caught dead having a Biden sticker, hair sticker on my car. I wouldn't have a Trump sticker on my car. I don't put stickers on my car, especially for politics, because they're going to let you down. They're going to disappoint you. And then you're stuck with that ugly sticker on your car. And then you're going to find some guy who says, you know what? I'm going to key your car. I don't like you. I don't like that sticker. I'm going to key your car. You're inviting, it's an invitation to have your car vandalized. No doubt about it. People don't learn, though. I want to show who I am. I'm a Biden supporter. Well, you're also telling me a lot more than that. You're also telling me you're a numbskull. You're an idiot. You don't think. You're walking on the path they set for you. You don't think for yourself, do you? No common sense, no critical thinking. You're a pod. I use that term pod on people who don't think at all. I think it goes back to the invasion of the body snatchers, the pods. Those pods open up. The pod people. Got a lot of pod people on this planet. Have you ever noticed that? They just walk around, they walk in sync. They mind, they don't question, they just do what they're told. Good little citizens. Good little citizens. There was a little 14-year girl clip I saw today on America's Voice today. It's getting to be my new network, America's Voice. This is one of the smartest 14-year-old girls, little girls I've ever seen in my life. I could pick up that she was about 14 by the language. Of course, they still do the, you know, they drop the like, it's like. You can kind of tell. They need to drop that. Hopefully they'll drop that by the time they're 16 years old or when they start puberty. But other than that, intellectually, she was pretty smart for 14 years old. She understands what's going on in politics in the world. She understands the blame game. And she understands the direction of this country right now, which is going in a very, very bad direction right now. A 14-year-old knows that. I assume she could probably say, well, the standard of living in our household is not as good as it was couple years ago than it is now with under occupier Biden here. We're doing much better. We're spending more for our gas now. We're spending more for our groceries. Our quality of living is going down. So yeah, a 14-year-old is probably going to notice that. Can I go do this, Mom? I'm sorry, we don't have money for that in the budget this month. We don't have it. Can I go here? No, I'm sorry. Can I buy those new shoes? No, I'm sorry. We have to conserve a little bit more. We have an idiot in the White House who's taking all our money and handing it over to illegals that are coming through the border. This 14-year-old girl, she was smart. But she had a quote she put on one of the social medias. I think it was Twitter. And it was interesting because... Let me find it. Jeez. Oh, that's not it. Well, hold on here. Got to find it. Oh, there it is. There it is. You see when you get so much news on your desk here. Hey, it's a 14-year-old girl. She was punished by her school for disregarding the mask mandates. I guess now it's been overturned, but like I said, a very intelligent 14-year-old girl. So a social media posting she posted, it's a Bible verse, and I'm not a biblical scholar here, and I'll probably call on our expert, Carol, if she's listening today. She can actually call in or verify through email if this is true or not. And I think this little girl knows what she's talking about. She quoted a Bible verse saying, the heart of the wicked leans to the left, and the heart of the wise leans to the right. I don't know where that is in the Bible, but Carol Asher, if you're listening, I'm sure you can point it out and let me know in email because I'd like to know. But she sounded legit. She sounded like she knew what she was talking about. And she definitely said in the times right now where we're in these politics, these political times, that surely is fitting, that biblical verse there. I'd have to agree. It is true. Not being a party guy, but there is more evil leaning from this left, tearing down our country little by little by little. And we, the ones who speak up, are deemed the bad guys. We are deemed the domestic terrorist. We are deemed troublemakers, resistant, hesitancy. Anything negative you want to attach to us, we are that because we question. We use our common sense. We use our critical thinking. I've always thought that way. I've always questioned things. And I think I ran into people like Joe Biden in my youth. You know, I questioned something. You're not supposed to question. Why not? what is it? Is it fact? Can you prove it? I'm asking a legitimate question here. I remember the first time I got sent to the principal's office for asking a question, or basically questioning, is, oh, that can't be true. Evidently, that was insulting to say to my science teacher. And I was sent to the principal's office for questioning my science teacher. That didn't have to happen. He could simply have made his case and said, Steve, come over here. I'm going to show you something. Here's why it's true. I know it's hard to believe, but here's why it's true. That's how you would handle that situation. No, I don't handle it that way. Steve, march your little butt on down to the principal's office and wait for me. I spent a lot of time in the principal's office. I really did. It's funny because my brother would come by on his way. It was funny they made you march to the cafeteria in a line. One room to the next room, and they all marched in perfect order, stay in line, and you march to the cafeteria to go eat. And you would march by the principal's office, and there I would be sitting on a chair. And my brother would march by, and he'd look over at me, and he's kind of like shrugged his shoulders. What did you do now? I asked a question. And they didn't like the answer. You don't question. You're not supposed to question. When are we supposed to question? When? Well, I found out I had a teacher in high school. She was my one of my favorite teachers, senior lit class, Doris Andrews. And she actually told us in class one day, she closed the door, probably it was not condoned, what she was about to tell us. And she said, soon you'll be graduating, and you'll be going to college, and you'll need to think for yourself. You will need to think for yourself. There will be people that will try to influence you and guide you to their way of thinking. You need to use some critical thinking. And you need to think for yourself. And that's all I'm going to say to you. Good luck to you. Keep in touch. And that's pretty much it. And I did keep in touch with her. I actually wrote for some articles for the school paper at IU. And I brought them to her. And she read them and proofread them. And she said, I like it. Good. Yeah, nice. You were consecutive. You were, very thorough in your research here, what you spoke about, and your writing has improved immensely. I was pleased. That was like a major compliment to me. I love this teacher. She was a very, very special teacher in my life. One of these teachers in your life that you go up against, and you just look at them and with awe. They were so awesome, and definitely influential in my life of where I am today. Can't say that for a lot of teachers. The indoctrination was there even back in my time. But you had a handful of teachers. My coach, my swim coach, definitely is one of the people I admired. And this English teacher. Outside of that, there was nobody else, just those two. They cared. They cared about their students, and there was no indoctrination. Think for yourself. Well, we about to, I think, wrap things up on the Kamanji Brown Jackson situation here. The Senate Judiciary Committee is considering now. I've never seen anybody more unprepared, incompetent to hold this position ever. I have never seen anybody that would be such a poor candidate. This is the worst I've ever seen. I can imagine what the other justices are going to say, because I'm sure she's going to be nominated. She's going to be confirmed. And she's going to join the others. And they're going to say to themselves, affirmative action. Affirmative action. Of course, somebody will probably say, no, we don't use that anymore. It's now diversity. Well, there'll probably be some on-the-job training here for them. They'll give her some little cases here just to keep her busy, so keep her out of the realm of everything. Sure, commercial break. We'll come right back. Phone calls, if you want to call in, 512-248-8252. They came and took it
all away. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
And we are back. The Fix, Red Skies. I actually saw these guys at a little place called the Mystic Theater in Petaluma, California, before I came out. I actually drove out to Florida, and I wanted to meet the band. And the theme music I use is from The Fix, Stand or Fall, and there was a reason why I picked that track. I wanted to tell him and talk about it, and just throw it by him, saying, "Yeah, I admire your music, and I'm using your theme music." And I was afraid to tell him that. If I did, they might say, "Well, you owe us some money then," and I'd have to take it down and not be able to use the theme music. So I didn't tell him. I kept that to myself. But it was a fine concert in a dive bar, in a dive club, the Mystic Theater. Interesting story there. Let's go to the phones. We got some calls lining up here. We got Patrick in Texas. You're on. What's on your mind today?
This new Supreme Court justice, and the swamp is completely, is already stocked. We got Gorsuch, who is a CFR member, CFR member. Amy Kilmer Barrett voted 100% for the deep state, according to Judge Andrews Palisano. Mm-hmm. And the the other justice there, I can't think of his name right now. He wrote the Patriot Act. So I mean, you're not going to. It's not going to be earth shattering with another far left judge on the court. It wasn't a matter anyway, because the whole damn, you know, the Congress and everything, they get everything they want. So it doesn't matter what they say anyway. They don't abide by the Constitution. Mulberry versus Madison, 1802. That was one of the first cases the Supreme Court said anything repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. They don't care. They pass so many Patriot Acts and stuff and just keep right on going. Trading with the Enemy Act, on and on. It doesn't make a little pretense. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, a female judge, just wrote an article, and she said that this legal system is so corrupt, it's unrecognizable. That's her words. And Ralph Windrow used to always say that. He's watched them make courts in Alaska out of thin air. They're not authorized, and they just do it. And he talked about the fourth branch of government. Mm-hmm. They just created it. 250 agencies, unconstitutional. FDR just did it, and so they're way away from Mulberry versus Madison. You know, anything repugnant to the Constitution, they don't care anymore. It's completely, it's so bad. The people, the state and stuff, and how the government was constructed. Things like the voting used to be 50 years ago. The guy said his dad took him into the voting booth, and you had to sign an affidavit, and it went in front of us. The sheriff was there, and that's what he did it back then. Now it's just like mail-in ballots, and then they just come up out of nowhere, and nobody's got no chain of custody in it. It's completely, they don't go by anything. They don't go by any laws. They just make them up as they go, to change them at the will. I don't know. I hate to be pessimistic, but there are some good points, because we're going back, and once we get firmly rooted in this, we're going to be that fourth branch of government that Justice Scalia talked about. As a common law. And of course, they killed him. They didn't like that. It's like JFK.
Are you saying common law or natural law? Common law or natural law?
It's common law. Okay. The same thing. It's basically God's law. That's what our founding fathers put up
natural
now.
Natural law. Right.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to drag everybody down that way. I just want to say, this new justice, it won't make no difference. It's going to have to be people to correct this mess. And I thank you, Steve.
Yeah, appreciate that. You know, it's pretty sad when the man occupying the White House said the two most important things is that they must be black and they must be a female. So really, that's what he actually said. So let's go back to the year 2003, where at that time, Senator Biden did a filibuster to block Judge Janice Rogers Brown. Now, she was black. She's a female, but she was conservative. Can't have that. Can't have that. You must have a liberal justice. Yeah, this woman is unfit for duty, no doubt about it. But she'll get passed. She'll get confirmed, no doubt about it. And maybe you're right, Patrick. Maybe nothing's going to happen. I was very disappointed in Amy Coney Barrett. Dave Grant and I talked about this, and he said, she's going to fool you. She's going to fool you. She's good under the gun here and scrutiny. You can talk to her and ask her questions, and she's very polished. She knows how to answer the questions. She knows how to dodge, and she's going to fool you. He was right. She fooled us. She fooled us all. More of your calls when we come back. Dave in Maryland, Joe in Oklahoma. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yeah, that was a popular song back when I was in the military or in the 1980s. Geez, every dorm was rocking with that song. I wonder if with this Judge Janice Rogers Brown in 2003, if you were to ask her the question, when is life and what is a woman? I wonder how she would have answered. I'm sure she wouldn't have gone woke and said, well, we'll wait for the courts to decide that. That's not a conservative thinker. She would have given you a true definition of what is a woman and when is life. That's what you'd be looking for. Some people that think, use critical thinking that are in the high court, I'm sure she probably would have answered much better. Not pulled that, well, we'll have to decide what the courts tell us. Really? That's not your job. That's not their job. Actually, this is a no-brainer. I don't know why this is such a hard question to answer. When is life? When do you think when is life? When you had your child, you have children, right? Okay, when is life begin? When? What is a woman? What is a man? Define a man. Can you do that? Well, you must. You had a child. You can't get impregnated by a woman. So there's a difference there. You know, the playing this, well, we'll have to decide what the courts say. That's not the kind of person you want in the high court at all. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dave in Maryland. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Dave, are you there? Steve, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm good, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm not going to comment on any of that stuff because you already had told me that you don't comment on all that stuff about women's rights and all that, abortion and all that stuff. It's not worth it. I remember you had talked about that already. But
okay.
I wanted to talk about ISIS finally attacked Israel today, supposedly. Did you see that supposedly some cops got killed or...
I heard something about it. Did they actually say ISIS? Did they say ISIS?
Yeah, they're saying it's an ISIS attack. Yep. They're saying it's official ISIS that attacked and killed these cops or whatever. So finally, we finally got an ISIS attack that attacked Israel, right? You know,
and probably finally, funded by the Russians, right? Funded by the Russians, funded by Putin.
No, the Chi-Cops funded it. The Chi-Cops funded that one.
Maybe.
Oh, man. But now
they still got to pull Russia in there somehow, some way. If ISIS attacks Israel, we got to pull in Putin somehow. He must have funded them.
Yeah, I mean, I you never know, man. Nowadays, it makes sense. Whatever, you know, however you can pull anybody into it, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. But they finally did. And then just the other day, I had called in, too, and I talked about how Israel was sending field hospitals to Ukraine. Like, they were sending their field hospitals just like they did in Syria.
They're reporting more of the accurate news on what's going on in Ukraine versus everybody else. If they're sending in field hospitals, it doesn't sound like it's going too well in Ukraine.
I mean that's just what they said. And then it jogged my memory though, because I remember the same thing back in the war in Syria. They did the same thing that they had field hospitals set up, and they said they were treating rebels. But really, it was Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Yeah.
Or the Free Syrian Army, or whatever they wanted, whatever term they wanted to call it that day. You know, so it just reminded me, and then it just, they would give it a different name each day. What was it? HTS, and the Syrian Democratic Forces. Mm-hmm. But I guess now
you always have to create a new boogeyman. When if you isolate one and get rid of one, then you have to create a new one, a new entity. And we know the past. You know the past. You know ISIS was created by the United States, CIA.
Yeah, and then the show just goes on. Mm-hmm. I like it though. There's a lot of good combat footage coming out though. For the most, like, if you look for it, like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Chechen rebels, they were in Syria too, the Chechen rebels. Or I wouldn't even call them rebels. They're Chechen soldiers, whatever they were, mm-hmm. for the most part. They were in Syria. They represented, and I don't know which side they were on in Syria, but there's video, like the combat footage is there. They would take, they would go house to house because Syria was like in a huge economic growth back before the Civil War started. That's from what I've seen or people have said. That's why when you see some of the combat footage, it's all like buildings that are like in construction. Like when you would watch some of the fighting, it's like, you know, they were fighting in like a construction zone because they said that, you know, it was like up and coming. So a lot of the Chechen fighters were there. They took some of the buildings. I mean, did they ever leave? I don't know. I just try to look back. I try to compare what's going on today to what's happened in the past. Like the Iraq War.
History repeats itself a lot of times. Yeah, yeah.
Like what's going on in the Iraq? Because if you read a lot of some of the comments and some of these videos, if you watch people, they forget that if you look up today of what today's date was, it. And then back in 2003, like the Iraq War, because the Iraq War was just getting started right now. Yeah. We had already done the Thunder Run and bombed. And I feel like, I don't know, Russia might be doing a little bit better than we were doing at this point in time. It's only been so long. But but
well, I think the United States had an opportunity to bring peace to the table here, and they decided not to. They didn't want peace. They never wanted peace in the beginning. They want to continue being the policemen of the world. They want to continue to control economies, the economics of a country. They want to continue nation building. They did not want peace. If they wanted peace, they would have simply said to the Russians, "Okay, we will not put we will not allow NATO to go in east into Ukraine, and we will not put a missile base there to intimidate you and to challenge your security." And it all goes away, and then you have peace. But they don't want that. You see, the United States government. I actually believe, Patrick, that. Dave, I'm sorry, that our economy is dependent upon the DOD. We must always be in a state of war or conflict or chaos in order to keep this economy rolling. I think that's what they actually think. I think if we don't have a Department of Defense active and pumping tons of money into it, well, then we really don't have an economy anymore. I think that's how important it is for the DOD to keep things unsteady out there, to have chaos everywhere, to make sure you stir up trouble. I think it's dependent upon our economy. I think they need it.
Yeah, I mean, I take that at your point like that, but you know, there's a lot. What I get out of it is I like the combat footage. I like actually being able to analyze it and see what's going on, and being able to try to really get a true representation of what's going on the ground, especially if you've been watching it for all these years, just watching all this stuff and see how it unfolded. You know, like I said, the Chechens were in Syria, and then now they're in the Ukraine, and it seems like the Chechens are the best equipped so far. Like, if you look at some of the footage coming out, like, they have some of the best, like, up-to-date weapons. It's all... you know, camo dipped, and
I don't know if you noticed this, but I mentioned this last week, and I didn't see any of the major mainstream media talk about this. Not one mainstream media outlet actually brought this to your attention, but America's Voice did. It was interesting, and it was Steve Bannon actually brought it out on his show. The military base that was abandoned, Ukrainian military base that was abandoned. The Russian soldiers got there, and the video footage they shot, this place, these guys cut and ran. They're gone. They're history. Now, we're told that the Ukrainians are doing a great job. They're pushing back the Russians. They're keeping control of major cities, major outlets there. And the Russians are fighting among themselves. Their equipment's breaking down. Morale is very low. But then they show us at least Bannon does, shows us a military base that is completely abandoned. So you know everything we've been hearing through the mainstream media about how it's so bad for the Russians and so good for Ukraine. Well, Zelensky went on the news the other day slamming Western leaders, and of course he was directing that towards Biden, that Biden isn't doing enough. He's giving you $13.6 billion, another $400 million in weaponry, another $1 billion, and this guy has the nerve to say that the West hasn't done enough. They've given supplies and things we need, but only 1% of courage. 1% of courage. You know what? That's a major Biden bitch slap if I ever heard one from Zelensky. I mean, is Biden going to take that? We've given you all these things here. What do you want us to fight the war for you? Actually, Biden went out there in Poland and basically goaded other countries to say, get in there and do your part. In so many words, we'll fund you, but you fight the war against the Russians. We'll fund you. We'll give you weapons. We'll give you whatever you want, but we're not going to fight it. Trying to shame
They had the same abandoned military bases in Syria. I remember all the footage. Yeah. When the United States supposedly fled Syria, they left the bases behind, and the Russians took them over. They went around, they filmed them, all the generators left and all the equipment. And that was even before the pullout of Afghanistan. They did the same thing in Syria. It was, you know, and, it was weird, though, because when they went into some of those bases, that the Russians actually took over, supposedly. They showed it. There was a bunch of blank ammunition that they had there, like a bunch of blank 5.56 rounds, I guess maybe to use it to train.
I don't know.
Or because you never know, like some of these videos that come out.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I saw, Dave, on that abandoned base. Their base, their ships, their warships. Those warships look like converted fishing boats, like the ones they go catch the lobsters with, the lobster boats in Maine, and maybe the Bering Sea when they catch those big Dungeness crabs. It looked their navy looked like a fleet of fishing vessels. How embarrassing!
The Ukrainian navy? Yeah, where's the Ukrainian navy at?
I don't know.
The Ukrainian Navy this whole time has been, like, non-existent, right? Like, it just didn't even... Yeah, that's
crazy.
Where
these guys are. Where are they? Who knows? So you give them $400 million worth of weapons, and they're not trained. They're not trained on the weapons. They don't know how to operate them. They don't know how to fly these MiGs. They don't know how to fly any of this stuff. They don't know how to use this machinery. It's a total waste. It's a huge cash cow for the defense contractors, but, I mean, you're given weaponry to people who are not trained. You don't fund people in the middle of a war.
Yeah, the javelins, and then supposedly the javelins were like expired missiles. You know, because they have an expiration date. It's just all like surplus that we were just trying to get rid out of our coffers. Just like
get rid of our stuff so we can get some new stuff. Here's our old, outdated stuff. It's got a shelf life, but I think there's still some life in it.
It might work, and then
it might work.
Like,
it might not if it doesn't run real fast.
And then
all right,
Russians,
Dave. Hey, I gotta move on, Dave.
All right, let's use. All right. It was good. All right.
Let's go back out to Oklahoma and talk to Joe. Oklahoma, Joe.
Yes, sir. I forgot what I was wanting to talk to you about. We started early on this Supreme Court justice deal.
Yeah.
And you did mention Real America's Voice. That's about the only visual media I use anymore.
Yeah, me too.
Because not even Newsmax is in the ball game like they should.
Well, we found out Newsmax was actually getting some funding from Hillary, so I think that kind of burned their bridge. Their bridge for them.
But you know, I kind of got to make a. I'm a long time supporter of RBN financially as well as espousing
appreciate
it everywhere
that.
I go.
We appreciate
but,
that.
Well, you're worthy of it. But Real America's Voice is a good news source, and I'd encourage people that want some.
What's your favorite show on that? Do you like to watch The Water Cooler? Which one do you like to watch?
Well, Bannon's program.
Yeah, Bannon's good.
You know, it comes at a bad time of the day, you know, for somebody who's trying to work for a living, but there's good programming there, and, well, I shouldn't say programming, there's good factual information there.
I agree.
But live from Studio 6B of an evening, starting at 7, they have some good information on there, too, and they're the only ones that I've heard bring out an issue with regard to the Supreme Court nomination.
Yeah, I've watched them also. The only thing I don't like about Studio 6B is I don't know why they decided to bring that guy in there, Rick. You know, with the sports guy. I don't know why they did.
I'm with you. But that, you know, we won't take time for that. But the issue that they have brought up a couple of times that I've never heard another newscaster or anyone else bring this up. Is all it will take to rid that nomination of what's her name, Brown. Can't even say her, Kanuchi or whatever it is, Brown. To be rid of her is for them not to have a quorum when the committee goes to vote for her. If the Republican part of that committee would go to New York, like the Democrats in Texas went to when they tried to have a vote. I don't even remember what the issue was, but if they don't have a quorum, they cannot nominate her. Mm-hmm. And I think they said it was Article 26 of the rules for the nomination process. I stand to be corrected on the number, but it's something to that effect. And people need to be paying attention to this, and those senators that are on that committee, people need to start pounding the hell out of them and tell them to go on vacation. And she goes away.
Before I let you go here, Joe, how is Lindsey Graham going to vote?
Don't get me saying stuff on the radio that I should.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your call. Appreciate your call. Thanks again.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Down memory lane today. I actually saw these guys too. Amazing. Not to get that's not Thin Lizzy. Sorry. That's not Thin Lizzy. That's Michael. Who is it? Foghat. That's right. I saw these guys live. Thin Lizzy. I saw them too also. So we got 50 Republicans, 48 Democrats, 2 independents. We're going to find out how many rhinos we really have pretty soon. It's going to be interesting. I asked that. I kind of put him on the spot here, Joe, Oklahoma Joe on the spot here. How is Lindsey Graham going to vote on this issue with Kamaji Brown Jackson? But I think we all know how he's going to vote. He's more of a Democrat than he is a liberal. You know, I haven't seen anything about Donald Trump has not gone after him in ages. There's got to be a way to get rid of this guy. You know, what's the deal with this? Why is he still in there? Got to get rid of Lindsey Graham. Let's go back to the phones and just talk to Chris in Virginia. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, Steve. I'm going to operate. I refuse to lose hope. I'm going to operate from the platform of my predecessors, my ancestors that came before me. Mm-hmm. Right? And we're courageous and valiant and moral. And all I know is that my pocket constitution says right in there that I'm guaranteed a Republican form of government. And if that's, we know that's true. Mm-hmm. We know that's the United States. We know that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. So
yeah.
We have every right to take this country back. Every freaking right. These people operating completely outside. They're operating completely outside of the Constitution 8 ways from Sunday 50 years ago.
Yeah.
We have every right to take our country back. Every
one
of them are illegitimate. We should impeach every Supreme Court judge that's not, I don't know exactly the nuts and bolts of that. But we should throw them out. I mean, Amy Coney Barrett,
I don't know what it takes to actually throw out. Get it? You just can't get out. Get rid of a Supreme Court justice. I don't know. There must be some way. That's something to research. I don't know
election,
how would you remove one?
The same way they stole the election.
It's got to be some kind of impeachment process. Yeah.
Well, they got to come in here and just steal our country from us. So we're just going to say we'll steal it back. Hey, you know what, Amy?
Yeah.
See ya. You know what? I don't care. We're starting from scratch, right? There's so many dumbass people that don't get it, that are never going to get it. Forget them. They're just sheep. They're going to follow whoever's in charge.
Yeah, I agree.
We just got to be the ones that are in charge.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't give up. It's easy to... Yep. Steve Bannon,
I'm glad you said that, Chris. We can't give up because I have a neighbor next door. I used to give him a lot of information and keep him up to par what's going on. And he wrote me the other day saying it really doesn't matter. So basically he's given up. So you know what? I'm not sending any more information over to him. So he's off my list. He's given up. I'm not giving up. Thanks for your call, Chris.
Move
appreciate
faster.
It. Second hour coming up. Stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.